Hi there. Welcome to the Rise Up and Radiate podcast. I'm Ivory, and I am so excited to have you with me for another soul care episode. We are in week 3 of the new year. How you doing? If you're anything like me, this is when life may have kicked in a little bit and all the plans and expectations and goals and resolutions can get a little hard. This is when you're trying to navigate your way through the obstacles that are coming up against you and all the hopes that you had in the new year. And if I'm being honest, my own experience inspired today's soul care episode. I want to talk today about something that sounds beautiful in theory, but can feel messy in real life. And for me, it's what do we do when limitless is true in the spiritual realm, but our everyday life feels anything but limitless? Because listen, faith tells us one thing, but our bodies, our circumstances, our bank accounts, our family situations, our emotions can tell us another. Can I get an amen? So here we are, trying to live with new intentions, new hope, new declarations for the new year, while navigating very real obstacles, unmet expectations, and things that were unexpected. So what do we do when the new year starts strong, but then reality shows up? And this is so relevant to me because I just happen to have a birthday right after the new year. And we had planned and scheduled. I had some beautiful friends step in, and we just threw this beautiful celebration of life. We worshiped the Lord. We shared testimony. We feasted together. It was beautiful. And y'all was so hyped, so full after the celebration. It was my 40th birthday. There's just so much meaning to 40 for me. And so I'm feeling so filled, so ready to jump in into the first week of the new year, just excited, right? And then I recognized, I looked at my calendar and saw, oh my goodness, high symptom time is coming. And for me, my health can be the thing that triggers me, that really can kind of get me off of the track of the excitement and the expectation that I had and the anticipation for the new year. It kind of just hit a wall. And for you, it may not be your health. It may be family tension, maybe an unexpected diagnosis or health stuff for you. Maybe a door didn't open that you were expecting. Maybe some plans fell apart, or the quiet disappointment when January didn't look like how you prayed it would. And suddenly, like me, you may ask, how do I live without limits or with the joy or the hope or the expectancy in what feels like limiting circumstances? So today I hope to give you some practical tools that when life feels tight, heavy, or uncertain, that we can return to what is unchanging. And it's all going to stem from my verse of the year, Psalms 147:5, that says, great is the Lord, who is mighty in power, and his understanding has no limit. So my capacity may fluctuate, but he does not. His power is always available to me, not just for miracles, but for endurance, wisdom, peace, and authority. His understanding has no limit. Can we just say hallelujah there? Which means I don't have to understand everything to be guided through it. And that's a word, y'all, because I think when things get shifted or we are in situations where we're like, whoa, this was not what we had planned, we are like, we don't understand. What's jumping off? But that is not a requirement to be guided through it by the living God who sees it all. So rest in that today. So when I started feeling overwhelmed and restricted, I came back to these 4 questions. And I want you to write these down, sit with them, pray through them, because I think they can help you too. My first question was, Lord, what do you want me to know? Then what do you want me to notice? What do I need to let you do? And then what do I need to do? Okay, these questions can help us slow down. It invites honesty and it creates space for God to lead instead of fear, uncertainty, or our wounds kind of driving us. So this is what it looked like for me. When I got hit with these high symptoms and they were coming in hard and strong. When I asked the Lord, what did he want me to know? This settles me. And this is so important, guys. We have to sit in quietness. Prayer isn't just a one-way directional conversation from us to God. It's where we can ask him questions and we can wait, and he may give us scripture. He may show us a picture. He may put words in our spirit. And for me, when I asked him, Lord, what do you want me to know? I felt this. I have you. You can rest in me. Your agenda, even the good ministry-filled, responsibility-heavy one, can be released into my hands. And guys, that's hard, right? Because I'm starting the new year. I don't want to rest. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to accomplish things you put in my heart. I'm ready to do this thing. And he's like, release it. But what a good reminder, because so often we can often drive with our plans when God is simply like, boo. Let's do this together. I don't need you driving the bus. So I was like, okay, Lord, you got me. I can rest. I can release all this back into your hands, because that's where it should have been in the first place. I shouldn't have been grabbing it, trying to take it back. So I'm like, all right, Lord, noted. Then when I answered, what did he want me to notice? So guys, all of the things that we're walking through, God is trying to teach us something. He wants to reveal maybe where we're leaning into old tendencies or patterns. And for me, one of the things he has just been highlighting, if you've been listening to the podcast since we've launched last year, it was this: I can seek comfort in food. I found myself just eating stuff that I normally wouldn't be eating. I'm like, what's going on? It was almost like my body sent something. And it was interesting because I did. I was like, what's going on? Like, there's something off. There's this tendency to go to food for comfort right now. So I looked in the calendar and sure enough, I was about to enter high symptom time. So hormones are hormoning, all the things, right? But the Lord did not do this to shame me. It wasn't like, look at you. You're falling back in old patterns. It was like, to build awareness. So he was like, I want you to notice that this is a tendency. This is a pattern. When things are coming, your innate tendency will be to feed yourself, to eat, to comfort. So this is just something, baby girl, I want you to realize so we can set up healthy boundaries so you don't fall back into these old patterns. And I was like, okay, Lord, that's so good. Thank you, Lord. So then what did I need to let him do? And this is a question that I put before, what do I need to do? Because so often we're trying to fix stuff before we even let God be God for us. And the literal first thing he said was, let me be God. I'm like, okay, Lord, meet me here. Give me the authority to let me help you shift the atmosphere. Let me give you wisdom as you navigate what's happening in your life because of what's going on in your body. And let my peace minister to you as you wait without spiraling. We all have things that are going to cause us to spiral, right? It may be financial. Like, you may be coming off the holidays like, yikes, y'all, we got to tighten up. We spent a lot of money. We celebrated. We had a good time. But man, and that can make you spiral. It could be just, y'all, can we just talk about simply coming back from the holidays and what it can feel like when we had this time off and we were resting and we didn't have alarms and we weren't going to this thing and that thing and being a taxi for our children. Okay, maybe that's just my story. But whatever it is for you, right? There are going to be things that are going to try to trigger you into that spiral to old patterns, old tendencies. Maybe just getting back from the grind or realization of relationships after the holidays or whatever it is, just resettling back into life. Letting God be God in those moments. Letting him guide us, letting him be our strength, trusting in him for wisdom, breakthrough, provision, whatever it is. He's like, that's where we have to start. Know that I am going to give you all you need to help you navigate this. And then I'm like, all right, Lord, we've got this. You're going to fill the gaps. You're going to fill the gaps that I feel like I'm limited in, that you say, baby girl, I can fill that in. I can make your cup overflow, even in the midst of what feels limiting. So then I'm like, okay, Lord, what do I need to do? And number one was confess. We should confess, Lord, this is what happened. And I believe that confession, Jamie Winship shares it this way, and it's so beautiful. It's just truth telling. Lord, I am telling you the truth that I fell into some old patterns, and thank you that Jesus died so I wouldn't have to feel shame. So Lord, I confess that I use food as comfort. when you want it to be what fuels my soul. Thank you for showing me so gently. Thank you for bringing awareness to the places that I can still want to lead and control and maintain what I want and allow you to be the one that guides my plans, to allow you to be the one that holds my future, to allow you to be the one that I release my expectations to, my plans to, because you are the God that can hold it all and you will do mighty things. And so when we come to this point, I really want to encourage you, when it comes to what you need to do, choose growth instead of self-criticism, because it's going to be really easy to beat yourself up and to move into feeling like a failure. But if you're moving and you're learning, failure is never going to be an option because you're not sitting in that thing. You're saying, okay, I'm going to move. I've learned from it. And now I get to choose, how do I want to grow? What do I want to do? What things do I need to put in my life so I can move into what God is revealing and what he's showing me? So as we move through this year, can I just encourage us that the goal isn't going to be avoiding hardship, but not getting stuck in it? And I think this is really important because when hardship comes, it can either cause us to pause and to feel and lament. Can we just talk a bit about lamenting? It's about saying, this is hard. I don't like it. This is painful. I am grieving this. I am shedding some tears. I am feeling frustrated about this in this moment. It's feeling it, but it's not getting stuck in it. That's the difference, because the enemy wants it to hijack you. He wants to move you into depression, discouragement. He wants to move you into feeling defeated and not victorious. He wants you to move in bitterness and resentment and losing any expectancy or hope that God put in your heart at the beginning of the year. He wants you to get stuck there. But sisters and brothers, can I just encourage you? That's not what God has for you. God wants you to feel it and say, Lord, I feel discouraged. I feel defeated, but I know in you that that is not true. So that's going to lead me into, how do we transform what can feel hard and what is hard, but not get stuck there? We can really look at these questions. What is this trying to teach me? How do I need to adjust? Who do I want to be in this season? And who am I in Christ right here? Not on the other side, but right now. And for me, what did this teach me? Okay, let me release these things to the Lord. It's already God's anyway, so let me just let him do what he's going to do. What did I need to adjust? I had to say, okay, well, this is not going to look like I thought it would. And guys, I did cry. There were moments this week where I just sat with the Lord and I cried and just felt it. But then I'm like, okay, what needs to be adjusted while I'm waiting for my healing? Whether that healing comes miraculously tomorrow, or whether I'm waiting until I'm in heaven with my glorified body with Jesus, I get to build healthier responses. I just needed to adjust. Okay, I maybe not be able to do all the things I wanted to do this week, but what are the most important things? What are the things that are non-negotiables that I need to get done this week? And can I tell you, the Lord helped me do every single one. And then who do I want to be in this season? And no matter what happens, I want to be a woman of faith who can cry when it's not yet without losing hope in my mighty God. And who am I in Christ right now? Even in spite of all that's not going like I would like it to go, I'm whole. I'm complete. I am seated in heavenly places with Jesus Christ. I am held. I am helped. I am sustained and supported. And I am covered. And let me just tell you that that truth brings unbelievable peace, even in a process, even as I'm still limping my way through it, even as I'm learning and growing through it. So here we're going to get really practical. I want to leave you with something that I truly believe will help us navigate both the highs and the lows this year. and it is an acrostic for the word limitless. The L says, look for God's presence, not just his outcomes. I invite him into what feels limiting. M, make space for rest and reflection. I identify patterns without shame. T, trust his timing, even when it's hard. L, let the lesson shape you. E, extend grace to yourself. S, stay rooted in truth. And S, speak life over your process. Listen, as much as I wish I could tell you that limitless means painlessness, it doesn't. But it does mean that nothing can separate you from God's care, his power, and his purpose, even when things don't look like we wish they did. So listen, the whole reason we're walking through this is because God wants your soul to be healed of all the things that could limit it, all the things that keeps you from walking in the fullness God sent Jesus to die so you could experience. So if this has resonated with you, if you're realizing you don't want to keep navigating hard seasons alone, that you want to learn the ways that the enemy is coming against you, the ways that your wounds are driving you, I want to invite you to join us for the group Radiate Soul Care programs happening in February. This will be offered virtually and in person, and it's designed to help you tend to your soul wounds, build healthy spirit-led responses, navigate life's complexities with faith, wisdom, and support. You can apply online, and I'd love to walk with you in this next season because you are never meant to muscle and grit and grind and strive your way through life. You're created to be held, guided, and restored. Until next time, know, brothers and sisters, that we can live limitless in spite of what feels limiting because we have a God who is great, who is mighty in power, and whose understanding has no limit. Keep rising, keep resting, and keep radiating. God bless you.